Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hey everyone, this is Quinn, episode 57 of Q&A Selling Online. Today I'm going to give you one of the biggest tips for Amazon sellers. If you look at closely at the BSR, the best seller rank, this is something that you are going to love. First, let's start explaining what the BSR is. BSR is the best seller rank, a unit of measurement that Amazon created to measure amount of sales. Let's see if I can explain this any better. So for instance, the lower the number, the higher you are to the top. For example, a product with a BSR of 1 is the most sold product in all of Amazon. Product with a BSR of 50 is the 50th most sold product in all of Amazon. Then you can break down by categories. So you go into, let's say, the cell phone cases. And now if you have a cell phone case with a BSR within the electronics, a BSR of 1000 means it is the 1000th most sold phone case within the electronics category. And then again, from the general category, and I mean from all Amazon, that could be BSR 10,000, right? So that's pretty much what it is. It's a unit of measurement of the amount of sales compared to the other product. So a lot of sellers still love this unit of measurement, the BSR, and a lot of sellers live by the ranking of the BSR. So I will tell you right now that I can control my own BSR. I can change my BSR to be whatever I want. I can have a BSR of 600,000, and the next day I can give myself a BSR of 20,000, 10,000. So actually, to the point that if I give myself, let's say, the 600,000 BSR that I have, and I give myself a 10,000 BSR the next day, if I put Jungle Scout over my product, it tells me that suddenly, instead of selling one a week, now that I'm selling 100 a day. This, it does change. So often, I can do that to test a product, and when I place Jungle Scout on my product, I can see that instead of making $100 per month with that product, and this is just an example, it is now making $50,000 a month. And this could be very deceiving for people that are doing product research. And then, you know, there's a lot of people out there now that hate Jungle Scout because, oh, I got wrong information. And when in reality, the only thing wrong, if you get a product wrong, the only person to blame is yourself. Because you didn't do your homework. You failed at something. You're trying to blame the tool. I'm not here defending Jungle Scout or any other. But I see people complaining that their product failed and they have to blame something and blame somebody. And they are the problem. But anyway, let's continue. Let me explain this, make it a short episode, and show you how you can control your own BSR. Okay, so now that I got your attention, go to pick your product. You can do this for any product. You don't need to own the product. I can change the BSR of a product that I do not own. That is pretty cool too. So this could be used for many things. I don't know what you could use it for, but here, I'll carry on. So pick a product, open this product, scroll all the way down, past the description, past the reviews, and you're going to get the option that says create a giveaway. So you're going to click on that and start a giveaway. Now, when you open, you're going to enter the details and you're going to select the number of prizes you want to give. So the maximum you can give, I believe, is 30 at once, but you can do several giveaways a day. So what you're going to do is on the number of prizes, you're going to enter whatever amount you want. Make sure that if you have a minimum order created in your listing, that is going to apply to this, right? So if you say the maximum order amount is 5, you will not be able to give more than 5. So you can go in your listing and edit it to unlimited or to 30, 25, whatever. Another thing is, you're not going to do a giveaway, right? So you're probably thinking, okay, yeah, I'm just going to give away my products. No, you're actually not going to give them away. This is a fake giveaway. So you're going to put in, let's say, your number of prizes, you're going to put in 20. Put in those 20. Now, you're going to scroll down to the select your giveaway type. When you go to select the type of giveaway, you are going to put a random instant win. So random instant win. And then the very next line is the important part, is the rule of winning. So you're going to say each participant has a one in so many chances of winning the prize, and you're going to enter it. And I believe the minimum is 1 in 2,000, and this depends on the price of your product. So for instance, and since if you are Prime, you can do this because you're going to get free shipping. If you're not Prime, make sure to increase your price to more than $25, because then you're going to get free shipping. Anyway, the thing is, you're going to get your money refunded. Every time you do these giveaways, you are going to get your money back, your product back, and your money back. Worst case scenario, you're going to give away one product. I'll explain. So the higher the price in this rule of winning, the higher your price, the higher the chance of winning. So you can put something like 1 in 5,000 will win this prize. So for instance, if you're talking about a $20, $25 product or whatever, you can do 1 in 3,000. Let's picture that situation. So 1 in every 3,000 will win this product. And then you click follow you on Twitter, watch a video, follow an author, or tweet a message. So you pick whatever suits you the best, because on top of all of this, you're still going to get that benefit. If you're looking for somebody to tweet your message, you're still going to get. If you're looking for somebody to follow you on Twitter, you're still going to get all those followers. But you are not going to give away your product, and you're not going to lose. I mean, you will lose some, because more than likely, you'll end up giving away one product. But so now you pick, let's say, was it 10 products to give away? For chances are 1 in 3,000. That means the total are going to be, you need over 30,000 entrants to your giveaway in order for you to give away all of them and not get your money back. And that will never happen, let me tell you. You're going to scroll down to the giveaway duration. Make your duration be 1 day. Okay, you scroll all the way to the duration. Now it's 1 day. And the discoverability is the very next step. So there's another step, which is, if you want to include your promotion to the people that didn't win or the people that lost. And then the last one is make your discoverability, make it private. Private means nobody's going to see this, right? Nobody's going to see. So now you're creating a giveaway you want to give away 10 products. One per every 3,000 people will get the product, and you want to make it last 1 day and be hidden pretty much. So let me tell you that 9 chances out of 10, you will not give away one single product, not one. So you go to the next page of your giveaway, and the information that's in this page is not going to change anything much. So pretty much this is where you're going to enter the copy for the giveaway, and that is not important since you're not here to attract customers, but you can do so as well. So you can use that copy for people that want to organically buy your listing, buy your product. So you can send a message to all the losers, and I mentioned this part on a previous podcast, send a message to all the losers saying, you won a 70% discount or a 50% discount. Just click here, go to this link, and that would be the link to your product. And when they click there, when they land on your product, they will see that they have a 50% discount or a 60%, whatever is the discount that you have, the sale that you have created for everybody, they will see that and assume that they were automatically directed to that sale for them only. And you may get a few sales out of this depending on how many people actually click on this. So pretty much that is it. Now, let's say on this giveaway, you have to pay yourself. So you have to pay for those 20 products. So Amazon is going to charge you. And at every single one that does not that isn't given away, Amazon will refund you. So you will get every cent back, pretty much. In my situation, since I deal with Canadian and US dollars, I do lose a bit there every now and then. But so if you're dealing with different currencies, and let's say you're living in Europe and you want to do this giveaway in the States, you're going to convert your euros to USD. So you may lose a few bucks there during in this exchange. But what is important is what you came here for. And you came here to lower your BSR, meaning bringing your BSR closer to the top, to the bestseller rank. And by doing this, you will jump your ranks on the pages, right? So if you are on, let's say, the baby stroller category and you're selling strollers and you do this and suddenly you become the bestseller, you will get the bestseller badge. And this is temporarily. It is temporary because 2, 3, 4 days later, you're going to get your money back. As soon as the promotion ends, Amazon's going to email you, say, by the way, unfortunately, you didn't give away any. And here's your full refund. And the money's going to land in your bank account. And your BSR is now through the roof. Your product gets visible, gets more visibility, I mean. And you may get the bestseller badge if that is what you're going for. So that's just the technique. And I hope this has blown a lot of you guys' minds. And if it did, let me know. And I would appreciate some feedback from you guys. So that's it for today. If you have any questions, contact me. Go to QASellingOnline.com and let me know what you think. All right, guys.